plumbing needs, contact the plumber number at 870-425-4868. And looks like we'll go with Brayden Dewey. He ended up with 17 on the night.
He had a good night. Probably not as efficient as he would like to have had it, you know, in some of the shots not falling that he did. However, he had a good night, and when we were able to get it down low to him, he was able to score for us.
Yep. Looking at some of the rest of the game stats, brought to you by the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic for all your orthopedic needs. Stop by and see Dr. Moore and Dr. Roeder at the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Blaine Tate ended up with 9 on the night, 8 for Braxton Carson, 5 for Ryder McLean, 4 for Rhett Gilbert, and 3 for McKee Harris. Van Buren had 2 players in double figures. Glad McDonald led the way with 19, 18 for Jackson Cazell, 8 each for Trenton Cooley and Drew Brazel, and 5 for A.G. Denton. This game had 1 tie and 1 lead change, and you got some other numbers there, Brad?
Yeah, 32 rebounds for the Bombers, 30 for Van Buren, so really close there. Turnovers-wise, didn't hurt the Bombers. We only had 5 turnovers. Van Buren had 8. The difference was Van Buren just shot the ball very, very well.
Particularly in the first half.
Yeah, they cooled off in the second half, but we cooled off as well.
Yep. So we're going to take one more break and tell you about what's to come for both Matt's Holmes teams as we continue along here on the Baxter Health Bone Joint Clinic postgame show. Our final score, Mountain Home falls to Van Buren, 58-46. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Big Bucks Brad.
What's that noise?
That's our transfer portal. That's how we send out our big boxes now. And with our transfer portal, you don't have to worry about the big bucks purchase leaving after 1 year.
What's that?
That's a Gosney pizza oven going out.
And that?
There goes a Samsung TV.
And?
Harbaugh Cam. Just me checking the competition.
Brad's Home Entertainment, next to Walmart Mountain Home. Check out the portal at bigboxbrad.com.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers!
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and 3 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Back on the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Elville Mountain Home. Again, Bombers fall in the boys matchup to Van Buren 58-46. And with the loss, Mountain Home is going to drop to 18-8 on the season, 6-4 in the 5A West. Van Buren is going to improve to 19-7 and 8-2. Tell you a little bit of good news for Mountain Home as far as the standings are concerned. Russellville got beat tonight by Alma.
They did. Russellville lost by Alma, so we remain in a tie with them. Both of us, 6-4?
Yes.
Harrison did win over Greenwood, so they are at 5-5. So we both have 1-game lead over Harrison. We own the tiebreaker over Harrison, so essentially we have a 2-game lead over Harrison with 4 to play. Russellville has lost their first game to Harrison, so they have basically they're tied with Harrison. Well, they got a 1-game lead over Harrison in the win column, and they still play each other, I believe. Not next Tuesday, but maybe a couple weeks from Tuesday they play.
Yeah. So, again, Mountain Home loses this boys game of 58-46. Mountain Home won the girls game in dramatic fashion, 50-49 over Van Buren.
Yeah, and what that win did for the girls, that actually – puts us into, we're guaranteed to have a 1-3 seed now. Right now, with the as it comes down to the girls, we're guaranteed a 1-3 seed. We own the tiebreaker over Harrison and over Van Buren, but you know, the next week is a huge game for our girls. We host Russellville on Tuesday night, and then we go to Greenwood on Friday night. If we can beat Russellville on Tuesday night, then essentially we're playing for the 1-2 seed against Greenwood come Friday night.
It's actually Tuesday night's actually going to be a big night for both of our teams.
Yeah. The boys got they're tied with Russellville, so the winner of that is going to pretty much put themselves in a really, really good position to take on the 3 seed, and then Harrison and them would be battling out with the 4 seed.
Looking kind of previewing that girls matchup, last time, when they beat us, we weren't at full strength as far as our roster is concerned. We should be now.
Yeah, Witten's back, and that's one thing that Witten can do with Burke. She can go one-on-one with Burke, and Burke got off to a hot start at Russellville. Russellville shot the ball well, let's be honest. All their teams
Yes,
did.
They did.
And, I remember Greenwood's coach called Coach Leonard and was like, they would have beat anybody that night. They would have beat
no
us.
Kidding.
They would have beat anybody. Shouldn't have been a 29-point game like it was. But I think we'll be a little different scheme come this game when we go full-on man-to-man and Russellville has to make the trip. I like the Lady Bombers in that one, to be honest with you. As far as the boys go, we had that game. That was a game we were up 10.
Got a bad taste in your mouth, too.
We had a good rebound and up 10 and felt like okay, and then we had some bad shots and bad plays, and Russellville just came back and beat us. And honestly, it's a game you felt like the Bombers controlled. So then we're traveling up here, I think, next Tuesday night. I feel good about the Bombers with a sweep.
You bet. Well, I'll tell you what. Now we will wrap up our two-game homestand against Russellville Tuesday night. We'll be on the air around 6 o'clock. We'll be a little bit before that for the varsity contest. Brad, I'm looking forward to it.
Yep, we'll see you then, Matt.
All right, so thank you to Brad Coleman here at the broadcast position. Also, thank you to Corey Creighton, our producer, back in the studio. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Class Kids 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Bomber Gymnasium.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by ASC Warranty, Baxter Health, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, Centennial Bank, Clear Results Glass, Farmers and Merchants Bank, First Choice Home Care, FNBC, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Knox Orthopedics, Next powered by NAEC, North Arkansas Dental Group, Strider Consulting, United Country Real Estate, and White River Materials. Join us again, the Bombers Take the Court, for more Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.